I'll get lost along the way.
Hi, my name is Stefan Kreft. I'm a Greyhound person, and I'm an animator and illustrator. I'm part of an animation studio called National Park, and at the moment I'm directing the Greyhound Arts Festival.
Hi, I'm Anne Taylor. I worked on the festival in 2010 doing marketing and PR, and I'm doing that again this time. And I'm a freelance writer and publications person, and also working in Greytown.
The Greytown Arts Festival is going to be on Labour Weekend this year, which is the 18th to the 22nd of October. And we've got heaps of amazing, exciting, wonderful events planned for the whole weekend.
We've got a range of things happening, from performance to music to visual arts and community events. And what's been really important for us in the concept of the festival is giving people, just ordinary members of the public and school kids and community groups, the opportunity to create as well. So a number of events have got that motivation. We've got a community art project where we're distributing 20 centimetre square pieces of canvas round in the community in advance of the festival, and we're getting people to decorate those pieces of canvas on the theme of the last piece, basically giving all sorts of people the opportunity to create, because then those squares will be sewn together by a lovely group of quilting ladies in Greytown. They'll be sitting at the town hall over the weekend. People will be able to come in and see them putting together this what will be an amazing quilt made up of, we hope, dozens and dozens of squares that have been decorated in different ways by the community. We've also got a weekend-long treasure hunt that will be a really family-friendly event. People will be going around town following clues over the period of the weekend. We've also got a tape art installation. These are two tape art artists from Wellington who use masking tape and gaffer tape to create art on monolithic facades, and we're really lucky that the supermarket in Greytown is making their facade available. And they're the type of artists who do involve bystanders. They do on-the-spot little portraits sometimes, and they also at the end of the project get the community to help pull the tape off, which I'm sure, having a 7-year-old son, he'll be in the front of the queue for that. So it's a really sort of important to us that it's an accessible festival. There's lots of free performance going on in the street, lots of free happenings for families and people of all ages alongside ticketed performances. So we want really the whole community to be able to participate.
The Greytown Arts Festival this year has a theme which is called The Last Piece, and the theme arose from the marionette puppet play that I'm working on that's also going to be performed at the Greytown Arts Festival. The play is called The Kitchen at the End of the World, and the end of the world for puppets means that this is where the strings can't go any further, and that's the one theme of the play, so that's where it's set. Mm-hmm. Another really important theme of the play is that a poet and a musician meet up for a drink at a restaurant and talk about what they've been writing recently, and they say whatever they've been writing recently, they discover afterwards that it's already been written before. They can't come up with anything new, anything original anymore. And their friend, the mathematician, says, oh, that's very interesting. I might just put down some numbers on the napkin here. And he calculates that actually there's only one last combination of musical notes and words left. And after that, it'll be the end of creativity. So that is the origin of the theme for the Greytown Arts Festival. This is the theme that we took on. So the last piece for the Greytown Arts Festival is, we are asking artists and musicians, what would you do if you can only produce one last piece of art, if you knew that after tomorrow you couldn't create anything anymore? We've got 28 artists involved so far in the visual art exhibition, which is going to be at the Town Hall. On the Sunday night, we've got a musical night where we are asking musicians and sound artists to create a specific piece that they think would be the last piece. Some people are doing some throat noises that they are singing only with their throat. One person is doing with cymbals, that they've got a microphone that's really close to the cymbals. And for 20 minutes, there'll only be cymbal sounds. really close-up sounds, and it's their last piece. One big focus for the festival was that people create something specially for it, so there's a lot of original work at the festival that no one has ever seen before. We've been really lucky that we've got some community funding from different organizations. We've got some sponsors on board, but we need to raise a little bit of money so that we can do everything that we've planned. So we've come up with this idea to put our project up on a crowdfunding website called PledgeMe. PledgeMe is New Zealand's first crowdfunding site, and people who've got a creative idea can just put up a project and say, hey, I really want to do this. Can you support me by just giving a small donation or a big donation, of course? And as a reward for your generosity, you'll get really amazing rewards. So we've put up our project, the Great Shown Arts Festival, up there. We've put a little bit, little promotional film on there as well, so people can see what we've got going on. And we've got different rewards from, you know, it starts with $15. For $15, you get a nice e-card saying thank you that has a special graphic that is the Great Shown Arts Festival on it, but personalized to the person, thanks for your gift. So that's the kind of the smallest reward you can get, but we really appreciate small donations like that as well. But then it goes up all the way to, if people say, okay, I really want to support this with, for example, $5,000, they have the opportunity to get a marionette made that looks exactly like them. So if you were going to sponsor $5,000, then I would make a marionette that would look exactly like you, which would involve probably the person coming to my place so I can model their face. And yeah, it would be a really, really unique thing that they can keep after the festival.
Another thing we're really excited about, some cuisine and dining experiences that won't have been experienced in Wairarapa. Two types of events. One is called pop-up kitchens and the other one is blind dining. These are two things that have been really successful and quite a phenomenon, certainly in London and Berlin. And the blind dining is really what it sounds like. Diners have an opportunity to savour and experience their food in a way that they probably never have before by literally being blindfolded and presented with a beautiful meal in sort of blackout conditions. And it will be a real memorable experience. And pop-up kitchens is a concept whereby really beautiful, wholesome food is presented in a venue, an unexpected venue, and people are served. They might be sitting on wooden crates, or it will be really taking them outside the normal dining experience and giving them something quite new and different as well. So really excited about those ones.
We also have some big musical events happening each night of the festival. So we've got on the Friday night, we've got the Beat Girls, New Zealand's best girl band, who are doing their swing show, which is going to be really amazing and entertaining. And we've got on the Saturday night, we've got the Utes. The Utes are a 14-man brass band that do Māori songs with their brass instruments. And it's really, really entertaining, and everyone can sing along. And it's like the whole audience will be part of it and hopefully dancing and singing along. On the Saturday after our last piece performance, which is one more tune where musicians perform their own pieces, after that we've got a concert by the Wellington band Urban Tramper, who are doing really modern, really interesting music as well. So if you are interested in the festival and just want to know what's going on, please check out our website. It's www.greytownartsfestival.co.nz. We also have a Facebook site, which is just facebook.com/greytownartsfestival. And yeah, of course, if anyone wants to support us on PledgeMe, check it out on pledgeme.co.nz, and then you can find a little project, Greytown Arts Festival. You can watch the film as well.